We're now waiting for our chalice lighting. Pat Watson will light the chalice.
Plus, maybe I'll catch a little bit of Hurricane Danielle, because where I'm going, where I went last fall and I'm going this fall, is about 50 miles north of where Hurricane Bonnie first touched down.
Yeah.
So I may have an exciting fall, and I'll be in touch with a couple of folks here by email who might, you know, share it once in a while. If something really exciting happens, I'll let you know.
Well, we will miss you and look forward to your return.
In the spring, I'll be back.
Pat. Well, I would like to I don't do this often, but I would like to share the joy of having spent a few days traveling up to northern Wisconsin with Nancy to Sand Island to stay with Karen Gross for a while. And it was, I have to thank Nancy, who is incredibly patient and a wonderful teacher, because all of you know I have this awful phobia about driving. And she was willing to go on Highway 13. I did part of the driving. I knew she was patient and a wonderful teacher. I didn't know how incredible she was until I tried to go across plains with my daughter yesterday morning. And I saw my first deer after 30 years.
First deer? Oh my goodness.
I saw deer. We saw seven of them.
I'd like to second that. It was a wonderful trip. There was some good planning, and there was the pleasure of Pat's company, and nature seemed to be with us. The northern lights came out when we were on Sand Island. There was a bear sighting we heard about over the two-way radio, and it was just overall very nice. So I want to thank Pat for her companionship. Yes.
Well, I also have a joy. My mother and I last week were visiting my daughter Bridget in Redwood City, California, and we had a lovely time.
Wow, Redwood City. Anyone else?
Yes. Seeing as how we're saying what we did last summer. I just had an experience in, and I'd like to encourage you to visit as well. Nova Scotia is a beautiful place, and I rode 6 days on a bicycle, and it was just excellent. The fishing, and the birds feeling around, and the people are so friendly, and they need business. Fishing and lumber are kind of behind hand. They love the tourist dollars. So
you look very refreshed.
Anyone else? Okay. Let's see. We are now ready for some more music from the Ethnic Connection.
Yeah.
Plus one.
Plus one.
They continue to connect.
Is currently our chair of denominational affairs, and she will be speaking on If I Were a Rich Man or a Woman.
So today we're going to talk about charity. You might have gotten that idea from my lighting the chalice. And as you know, Americans are the most generous people in the world when it comes to donating money to various organizations. In 1994, which is the last date I have statistics for, Americans donated $130 billion to charities. And about 80% of that money was donated by individuals rather than foundations and corporations, individuals like you and like me. The average household charity contribution is $1,017 a year. And that works out to approximately 2.2% of every household income that goes to various charities. I found a couple of things that I thought you might find interesting. I'm not going to talk at great length on this, but
I thought it was very interesting that the highest percentage of income that's given to charity is given by people who earn less than $10,000 a year. Mm-hmm. People earning less than $10,000 a year give approximately $295 to charity, or 4.3% of their income. The second highest percentage were people who earned over $100,000 a year, which is what you would expect. But these people gave a full percentage point less to charity than the people who earned less than $10,000. A couple of other things that you might find interesting also is that the smallest percent of money donated to charity was given by people who earn between $40,000 and $50,000 a year. They also gave the smallest money amount. In fact, they gave the smallest money amount of anyone except people earning less than $20,000 a year. The age group that gives the most money are the 55 to 65 year olds, and the second group that gives the most money are the 35 to 40 year olds. And then you have that group from 40 to about 55 who I guess either are broke.
they're making
the $40,000 to $50,000, but they're not giving too much. What we're going to do today, this is a three-part interactive participatory exercise. And what we're going to do is select the charities and the kinds of charities that we would like to give to, and zero in on some specific ones. Maybe select someone that you would recommend under no, I can think of one, under no circumstances will they ever get my money again. And then there's one other thing, and on this we have a list here of 11 groupings, categories of charities and donations. Charity may not always be the right word, but I can't think of a better
one.
Causes. Thank you. This is the official grouping that's done by the Council for Better Business Bureaus every year. And I've added two at the bottom. I knew I would not get out alive from Prairie if I did not add political under there. I don't know why it's not on the list. And then the last one, personal. I'm sure that all of you, or some of you like myself, may have some cause or charity that may not fit in with this grouping, or it may, but no one else in your group is going to be interested in it, but for some very personal reason that it's dear to your own heart, that you can, as an individual, add that to your group. So now what we're going to do, you're going to have $25,000 of imaginary money per person to donate. And when we get down to where you're giving to the individual charities, you can break that up as you wish. So what we're going to ask you to do is to group yourselves in groups of five. So the first row would maybe the first three people turn around and join with the three people in the back. So if you'd form separate groups of five people, you can do that to music in a minute.
Pat, the other yes. Cord on the other side.
Pardon me?
There's another cord on the other side.
Okay. Confusing me, Al. I had this all figured out.
Pat?
Yes?
Do you think political wasn't listed because it's not a money-making organization that's going to be spent on politics, and everybody knows that?
Well, it depends on your definition of political. I mean, the League of Women Voters, for instance, I would consider a political type organization rather than health or environment. But
I don't think
not. Can we start changing, getting our seats together in groups of five?
Yeah.
He's going to have a harder job to do. How many of you do not have five categories?
So you will work with what you have. If you only have three categories, you'll work with the three. You are going to take each category and go around the people in your group, and the recorder is going to record which charity within that group each individual person wants to give to, and how much of their $25,000 they're going to give to that group. Now, you don't have to keep names, you don't need the names, and all you want is a listing of the charities, and then you can put, you know, the first person says, I'm giving $5,000. And the second person says, just add the
$10,000.
Do we have to
pick one with each category?
Yeah. Start with one of your group. With one of those three or five or whatever you have, and go around the circle and get the name of the charity that each person wants in that group and the amount of money they're going to donate
to. Introducing Prairie Children, Prairie Adults, and Prairie Programs. And if you have ideas about things that should be brought up at that contact Aaron. For example, I'll make sure that our musical program gets introduced, and that's the sort of thing that might be forgotten.
Is anybody going to take sign-ups for the bus trip to the Art Museum in Chicago?
I think
what
we
do
have
sign-ups.
The brochure.
The blue poster
is on the board, and with instructions on where to send your check. Okay.
Last year, Aaron did a similar program, and it was wonderful, so I encourage everyone, especially people who are newer to Prairie, to try and Orange.
I note that if you like musical variety shows, the Edge Festival is the weekend after Labor Day, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday night, maybe it was Sunday. And Aaron did it singing and dancing with Little Heart.
Great. Betty.
Well, I want to add to what Warren said. We're going to have a speaker from the AFL-CIO, a lady whose name I can't remember. And Mike is going to play all kinds of labor songs, free songs, and we're going to have a sing-along. So I expect that because it's the day before Labor Day, probably not many people will come. So we'll have a cozy sing-along plus inspirational speech about education and labor and so forth.
We've got a few vegetables to give away, so afterwards, if you don't have a garden, you might see us. And the other is, if Marilyn and I are still here next week, it's going to be a hot topic on labor, because those airline pilots, if they leave a Well, if you're here on Sunday, Wilton's granted.
If some garden offerings, so get started in your garden next year by putting in seeds right now. Crop seeds to prairie. Okay.
Is anyone going out for lunch today?
Where would you like to go?
Well, the pizza hut doesn't exist anymore.
That's right.
Do you have a suggestion?
Would Pat and George like to get together? Anyone
Let's
else
get together up here by the chalice.
Well, we were there at Sun Prep last week, and it was quite crowded. And the young woman said, if you're going to come and want a big table, please call ahead.
Okay, and that's on with Al and Dan. Okay. Other announcements? Okay. Let's see. Where are we now? Are we at the closing? I think we are. Okay. I want to thank Pat for the program today. I know I learned a lot about charities I never heard of in my group, so I encourage people to stay and chat about specific charities. And,
or come to lunch.
Or come to lunch or anything else. We will have beverages available, so thank you all for being here.
Pat didn't get paid for the program, and that's maybe money you can get.